The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Come.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I'll tell you what, I had no idea. I knew that the United States Postal Service always had a great connection to the military, but just how closely, I didn't know until I read a great article in Stars and Stripes. And Steve Cockersberger, the official historian for the U.S. Postal Service, who, along with the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps, just celebrated their 250th anniversary, and they've been getting mail to the troops from the very beginning. This is fascinating. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Nice to talk to you today.
Hey, great to talk to you. Take us back about 250 years, if you will, and how did the mail get to the troops 250 years ago?
Well, it was no easy achievement. As you recall, the fighting broke out in Massachusetts, and about a month after that, in 1775, Congress convened in Philadelphia. One of the first things they did was pick a commander-in-chief, who we know to be George Washington, and they sent him up to Massachusetts to form an army. Meanwhile, they needed to be able to communicate with them, and to do that, they picked a postmaster general, who we know to be Benjamin Franklin.
Wow.
The transportation at that time was, you know, mostly by horseback, so... Not the speed and convenience we're familiar with today.
Yeah, I mean, just the effort it took and the logistics to make that happen. And it must have been, just kind of a labor of love and certainly something that the post office knew that the troops needed, right?
Well, it was more than a labor of love. It was a real act of patriotism because the post riders, they were at constant risk. Remember, we're at war.
Sure.
The British controlled New York City and a lot of other ports, and they'd love to get their hands on the dispatches that the post riders were carrying. That was an easy way to acquire intelligence.
Right.
And those guys were often imprisoned. It was perilous work, even though they were civilians. In fact, because they were civilians, they were not covered by the terms of military justice. They could be treated as spies.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, it was perilous. It's fascinating to me that the first postmaster general was Benjamin Franklin. And how long did he hold that post?
Well, before he became the postmaster general appointed by the Continental Congress, he had almost four decades of service under the British, starting as the Philadelphia's postmaster in 1737. So He had already had a long career in the Postal Service before Congress tapped him. He served as our first Postmaster General for about a year and a half, and then Congress had something else in mind for him. They sent him off to France to kind of negotiate a deal where we could get some money and some weapons.
That is just amazing to me. Steve Cockersberger is with us here in the National Defense, the historian for the United States Postal Service. And along the way there, Steve, and I don't want to bounce around too much, but I know the Pony Express, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and in St. Joseph, Missouri, the Pony Express was headquartered. And when did that come about?
Pony Express started during the Civil War, 1861, and it started as a private delivery service called the Overland Mail. And it only operated for about 18 months. It was very expensive. For $5, you could send a half-ounce letter from St. Joseph to Sacramento. But what they achieved was that you could do it in 10 days, which was unprecedented speed. For the last 4 months of its operation, it actually carried U.S. mail, but it never made money, and it was finally put out of business when the telegraph was completed cross-country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so it was kind of like the Amazon of mail delivery, except it didn't make money, so I guess it wasn't the Amazon.
Yes, you can think of a different model for an unsuccessful business venture.
So, Steve, how much mail are we talking about? How many letters per week, per month? What kind of volume are we talking about to get to the troops?
You're talking about today?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got some statistics here. The we have in 2024... The Military Postal Service controlled 2,600 commercial air transportation lanes and the movement of 80 million pounds of mail.
Oh, wow.
And the annual cost of $111 million. So we're talking about a huge operation.
Wow.
The Military Postal Service is moving more mail than most nations on Earth.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about that, too, Steve, the Military Postal Express Service. I know at some point that was brought in to handle everything a little more expeditiously, right?
Right. Before 1980, each branch of the service, the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, they handled their own mail. But the Military Postal Service Agency was formed in 1980, consolidating all that as a joint task force. And now it's operated by the Secretary of the Army.
And, you know, it's so important, I know, that, you know, when you're certainly in combat, any kind of deployment, when that letter gets there, man, that's just a happy day, isn't it? And I mean, you talk about morale boost. It means so much to our active duty military to receive any kind of communication, right?
Well, it goes both ways. I mean, the families are just as
sure
excited about getting the mail from their loved one who's deployed as the persons who are deployed overseas. And, you know, I've never served in the military myself. You know, my father was Army World War II, but I have some understanding of how important it is for the, you know, when you have mail call. I found a letter written by an Army surgeon in December of 1777.
Oh, wow.
From Valley Forge.
Wow.
And he's sitting in his hut, starving and shivering, and he writes in his diary about how joyful he was to get a letter from his wife in Connecticut. He said, "There's no greater joy than the pleasure and satisfaction a man enjoys upon hearing of the health and peace of a friend, and more especially of a wife on whose affections and peace his own happiness depends." I think, you know, maybe we wouldn't say it as eloquently today, but the sentiment is the same.
Oh, absolutely. And are those kinds of letters available on a website somewhere? I would love to read some of those.
I can't tell you exactly one website. I found this in Waldo's journal. He was, I mean, if you're a scholar of the Revolutionary War, there are so many sources. But there have been books published of the Gulf War, there was a book we published called Letters from the Sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is basically the Postal Service published that book. I think it's available on our website. The Smithsonian Postal Museum has a wonderful exhibit called Mail Call, focusing on the efforts to get mail to the troops in World War One, another huge undertaking. Another aspect of military service is soldiers who are deployed or, you know, in the Navy, they get to vote by mail. And that started during the Civil War because so many soldiers were far from home.
Right.
And the ability to still participate in our electoral process has continued.
Oh, that is so cool. We're talking to Steve Cockersberger, the official historian for the U.S. Postal Service. And I know there are, what, three new military commemorative stamps issued just this year, right?
Or are all celebrating their 250 years. So the four of us are all older than the country, which will celebrate 250 years in 2026.
Right. And so those are the three commemorative stamps?
That's right. The stamps have the emblems of each of the branches of the service, showing how the unwavering commitment of the men and women who served and continue to serve. Each branch plays a crucial role in safeguarding American interests.
That's so cool. And those are available now, right?
Yeah, you can pick them up at your local post office.
And so this is just so interesting to me. Where can our listeners find out more about what we've been talking about and about the Postal Service?
You can visit our website, which is USPS/250.
Well, I got to say, Steve, aside from the archivist at Ford Motor Company who I've talked to, you've probably got the most interesting job that I've ever heard about. I mean, that's got to be a pretty cool job.
I enjoy it quite a bit.
I bet you do. you see things that none of us ever get to see. But hey, thank you so much for taking the time. This is really great stuff.
Thank you, Randy. My pleasure.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones. And T-Mobile is committed to helping your community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts for military and veteran families, those who serve save with T-Mobile. And beyond savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment to military and veteran families.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can stack up on storage solutions that fit your needs, like heavy-duty shelving, strong enough to hold up to 2,500 pounds per shelf. So it can handle all your lawn and garden tools, your power tools, or your weight set, if that's what you're into. Because the right storage should work for whatever your day throws at it. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Lundabot. Join us on Friday as we welcome Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. A lot of cases been breaking lately and a lot of things coming down the road. Also joining us, Paisano Days. It's quickly approaching, so get your Italian t-shirts and get ready to Paisano. All of this Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a walk.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Listen, once you hear this story, I dare you to complain about anything in your life today. This is an incredible story. Roderick Sewell is with us. He's written a great new inspirational book called Iron Will, An Amputee's Journey to Athletic Excellence. Roderick, how are you?
I'm doing well, Randy. Thank you for having me.
Man, I'll tell you what, this certainly will resonate with members of our audience. We're mainly active duty military veterans and their families who also have to deal with devastating injuries. A little bit unlike the way that yours took shape here. But, yeah, just an incredible story. You were born without the tibia in both of your legs. And, man, so before you turned 2 years old, your mother, Marion, made the tough choice to have both of your legs amputated so that you could continue wrestling with your cousins. I can't even imagine anybody having to make that kind of a decision.
It was tough, you know, for her, because she was a single mother at the time, divorced, and she was making all the choices by herself, and also worried, would I come back years later upset that she amputated my legs? Mm. And, you know, she was only going off of what the best information was being offered to her. The doctor said that prosthetics have come a long way, and he could possibly live a whole new life as a prosthetic user. And my mom is very much a Star Trek fan, so when she heard this, I think her imagination, I'm grateful because I told myself I was blessed with her imagination. I think her mind just took off and thought, okay, he's going to get some bionic legs and he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Sure enough, she didn't know. 33 years later, I got to charge my knees.
Well, and then she had to make another decision because her income couldn't cover the prosthetics. And so she left her job so that the California Children's Services would pay for your prosthetic legs, which, you know, you look back now and those were all good decisions. But for a time, you guys were actually homeless, right?
Right. Yeah, she was working for the Navy for 15 years as a civilian. And at that time, the Navy wasn't offering durable medical equipment to their, I guess, civilian workers.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming, you know, they need able-bodied workers. You know, if they might take care of you if something happens, but they're not coming into the job with durable medical equipment on there because we need your able-bodied. So she didn't have it for her or me, you know. And with that, now my mom thinks the best thing she can do is she's not making enough money to buy my prosthetics. If she quits her job, files for unemployment, gets Medi-Cal, now I can get my prosthetics. And ever since, I've been a prosthetic user my entire life. I never used a wheelchair at home. I've only used wheelchairs for sports. And, it's a privilege that I didn't realize could even be a privilege until I met other people who were also born amputees or became amputees at an early age, and now as time went on, they never had prosthetics before.
It's incredible.
You know, or somebody who got injured, you know, and now they have to get one, but it's taking that time. You know, it's an adjustment.
Yeah, we're talking to Roderick Sewell here on the National Defense, his book, Iron Will, An Amputee's Journey to Athletic Excellence. And Roderick, yeah, you're talking about the physical side of this. What about the mental side for you? I mean, you know, we talk to people on the show all the time, amputees, people who've severe burns, and all of that is evident to see. But, I mean, the mental part of that, what did you go through during that time?
You know, it was because I didn't know that was the reason that we were living in that situation. My mom sacrificed prosthetics, and now the domino effect of we don't have money, so we're living out of shelters and don't have our car anymore, catching the bus, the trolley. It was I was always a joyous kid, and then and these times now we're in the shelters, we're looking for joyous moments. For me, it was going with my family until I met the Challenge Athletes Foundation. And the Challenge Athletes Foundation is a foundation that focuses on people with physical disabilities and gets them the equipment and gear they need to live a healthy and active lifestyle. You know, they're based in San Diego, and meeting them and just getting involved in adaptive sports was that I was looking for that light, and I found it, you know.
Yeah.
It opened my world completely. And to be exposed to different people of different disabilities that require different needs, different help, and still seeing them all excel, like somebody might be in a push rim wheelchair and they're going for 10 miles down the road. Somebody might be in a hand cycle going for 10 miles down the road. Somebody might be running on running blades, you know. And so seeing this variety of disabled individuals going about their day and being so strong, seeing that, and then to add in here, CAF has their own military section called Operation Rebound.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
To work with these individuals who, you know, these people have served for our land and or for our country, and they would come and tell me that how they feel from just seeing me do what I do, and I'm like 16 at the time, you know.
Wow.
Or as I got older. So hearing their response and it's almost like a transference of energy, if that makes sense. Like that, for me, you being here, you the hero.
Wow.
And what you went through here, you're rebuilding yourself, like that's a hero moment. And then for them to see me, it's the inspiration to, oh, because you've had this since you were two.
Right.
You know, your inspiration that we can do this, you know.
Yeah, they're just having to deal with this right now, and you've dealt with it since you were 2 years old. And also, you're right about once you get your running legs, once you get your prosthetics and you have that mindset. I've been to the Warrior Games every year. We do the show for the Warrior Games. And to see these amputees in the wheelchairs running into each other as hard as they can during wheelchair basketball or rugby. You don't want to try that, right? I mean, it's just crazy. And then for you to become, Roderick, the first above the knee double amputee to become an Ironman champion. Wow. I mean, it's one thing to have prosthetics that you can walk to the mailbox. What was it that made you aspire to have that kind of a goal?
I think, you know, it was always that stepping stone of I wanted a little more, and I didn't realize how strong it made me. With the running blades, it was just the freedom. Everything that I wanted to do, it was just the freedom.
Man, I mean, just so inspirational. The book is called Iron Will, An Amputee's Journey to Athletic Excellence. What a stud you are, man. That's that's the only thing we could say. What a stud. Roderick, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the book, and thank you for inspiring so many people.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I love this guy, PJ Byrne. You've seen him in so many things, Wolf of Wall Street, The Game. He's got some Nickelodeon. He was in one of my favorite shows called Vinyl. And now he's in a brand new series, The Rainmaker, on USA Network and then streaming on Peacock. PJ, how are you, man?
Randy, I love you. I love you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing
great. I'm proud of you. Always proud of you, damn it. Always crushing the world. You're just crushing the world.
You're the best. You're the best. And hey, listen, this show is pretty cool. And what a concept. You can see a brand new cool show for free on the USA Network.
I don't even know what that means. I don't understand the math on it.
I'm not paying for something?
This is crazy.
I first read that, I thought, did this show come out in 1974?
It's 1976, actually. 1976, yep. We've just all gone back in time. This is not real right now. We're in a portal.
It's such
time.
A cool show. Yeah, John Grisham, novel, of course. And
who's that guy? By the way, John Grisham, I think, is the highest... has sold the most books in the history of books. I think he's the highest selling author in the history of authors.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So we think, you know, you like Harry Potter. I'm like, that. I think that's like an adorable number compared to what this man has put out over his career.
John Grisham.
It's wild.
John Grisham looks at Harry Potter and says, nice try.
Yeah, but like you got to write 49 more bestsellers, then we'll have a conversation.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I've interviewed James Patterson a few times, and just a nice guy, just a cool guy. But But he's my youngest daughter, Maddie, always says, "Hey, Dad, he stopped writing books. He doesn't even write books anymore. Those are just his people. those are his minions." So I don't.
Oh my gosh! No, Grisham's still out there doing it, man.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant stud. He's And I just know him so well because my dad worked for IBM when I was growing up, and he just lived on a plane and would travel around, actually, the world. And he would always have a paperback John Grisham book in his hand. It's like such a vivid memory for me.
Really?
Of my dad, like, literally walking out the door. Like, he had, his luggage, whatever, but I just remember he was like, would always hold in his hand. It was, like, so vivid. So the fact that I get to be, in The Rainmaker on TV is such a big deal, full circle moment.
Oh, man, absolutely. And have you met John Grisham?
No, we never met. We just know of him. We know of the greatness. But, apparently he's seen the episodes. He loves the episodes.
I was going to ask you.
Is a big deal. We're like, oh, my God. So it's like you don't want to let this iconic man down. And, and some iconic people have played this part in the movie.
Right.
Like I played the Danny DeVito part.
Right.
Matt Damon obviously was the Rainmaker then. This guy, Francis Ford Coppola, if you've ever heard of him, directed it. So you're like. It's a lot to live up to. And he loves the TV show, which is great. You're like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
So I've seen the first episode, PJ, and all you do is eat. All you do is
Yes.
That's all you do is just eat.
Like, the beauty of it is PJ in real life is a foodie, so I love to eat. And then
what's your favorite place in LA? Favorite place in LA to eat?
I got a couple. You know what? You can just give me a target, but let's start with burgers. I think it's like one of the best burger places in America. It's called Amboy, M-A-B-O-Y, Quality Meats, and it is in Chinatown. And it's actually kind of right across from Hal and Ray's. It's like a really good chicken sandwich place, so you can like double dip. But they have a smash burger that I think is like so next level. It's got on a sesame bun. Just the way it's sort of put together. I mean, the bite is just like – it's just a magic bite of a smash burger. And where he like, gets his, his meat from, it's just like the guy just – nails it. Nails it.
I'm going there.
You gotta go there. And then there's another place you have to go, and I don't even know how they call them. It's like Chivangas. It's not like Chimichangas, but you can have them, you can DoorDash into their house. It's called Sonora Town. So they make good tacos, and there's a thing called, I'm blowing what they're called. It's not a burrito, but it's their version of like a chimichanga, but it's not deep fried. Whatever is in there, get the chicken one. It's a chivanga or something like that. It is so insane. So have that DoorDashed to where you're staying.
That's so
definitely
good.
Take a trip down to Amboy because you want to eat that there. But Sonora Town actually travels pretty well. And then for Italian, my favorite Italian close to me is a place in Atwater called Spina, S-P-I-N-A, Spina, and it's in Atwater Village. And that place is great. That's legit Italian. The guy that owns it is legit Italian. And the wine there is sick because he was a wine guy initially. He's a stud. But that was the thing for me in the show, getting back to the show, is like I wanted to make sure that every place I'm eating – And the show was from a legitimate, cool place in
cool.
In Charleston. Yeah, so my friend who owns restaurants in New York City hooked me up with a guy in Charleston who owns this, a restaurant called Da Toscano. He owns the Porchetta shop. But he hooked me up with different restaurants and places like Baked Shop, B-A-K-D is like a good, donut place. So everything I'm eating is legit, and they sent the right wrapping. And, he told us about Lewis's Barbecue. That's like another really amazing barbecue place in Charleston.
I can't eat barbecue anywhere. We live in Kansas City, Missouri.
No, I know. You know. It's sweet. Is Kansas City, though, the barbecue sauce? What's the, like, as you go across the country, it gets sweeter to sort of hotter, spicier. Where does Kansas fall?
So there's so many different kinds of barbecue here. Because when, and I think it's all about the meat because we're in the Midwest, but
for sure.
But I mean, the sauces, there are a million sauces. There's a place here called Joe's Kansas City, which is so good. Which, by the way, your buddy was just here and went to and loved it, Phil Rosenthal.
Oh, no way. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
And he's opening a place out there in honor of his mom and dad.
Yes. He's opening a breakfast place. I'm so psyched, dude.
That's cool.
It's not open yet, but it's coming along. That's going to be in Larchmont Village. So that's going to be in Larchmont.
Oh, okay.
That place, I'm sure, is going to be amazing. So that's over in Hancock Park.
I love
that
Larchmont.
That place will be sick. Yeah, no, we kind of close to there. So that's a great area though, too. So like Atwater Village has a good little strand of places to shop and eat. And, yeah, that's another place you got to hit though. It's called Homestate. That's in Atwater Village. Oh. There's a couple homestates around.
I think I've been to Homestate.
Yeah, they do a great like breakfast, like, you know, that place is legit. For breakfast. And you can get a real cheap, like, egg taco for, like, nothing. And, you know, what's cheap anymore? So that's cool. And that's by another good coffee shop called Go Get 'em Tiger. Oh, and another good coffee shop around town, if you can find one, go to Dayglow. That's really good. I just want to help L.A. and keep these restaurants open. So
we're talking about B.J. Byrne here on the National Defense, and it's a segment called Eat when we're in L.A. And
yes. Dude, go to all these places, please.
What did you do, man, when you were in – because you guys filmed The Rainmaker. You filmed it in Ireland, right?
In Dublin. We filmed in Dublin, Ireland. I had a lot of Guinness. It was great. Yeah, the Guinness, obviously, in Ireland.
Ever had the black and tan?
Of course, yeah. Don't really do that. That's not a thing there, I felt like. That was not an American concoction.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's also like when you have the Guinness, I was kind of always like, yeah, I like Guinness, it's fine. But when you go there, you're like, oh, my God, this is so much better because it's from down the street.
Right.
It's literally, you know,
right.
It's like going to south of France or somewhere, or going to France and drinking French wine. You're like, oh, my God, you know.
Hey, Renee never did like scotch until we went to Scotland. And we went to a couple of
100%.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's really wild. And then she found, of course, the most expensive scotch and Dalwhinnie. And so,
you're in trouble.
Yeah,
in trouble.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
What did you eat in Ireland? I mean, you're Irish, right? Are you Irish?
Yes, I'm actually. My family was before, we shot where my family's from Wicklow. So it's like wild. And like if you go to Wicklow, there's like burns everywhere. This thing is a burn.
Sure.
There's like tons of burns. So it's like. The sad thing is it's really tricky to find your true background because they burned, like, a lot of the records because they didn't want to pay taxes to the Brits.
Oh.
So a lot of the records were burned. They're like, no. But at the time, that makes sense, obviously. But, yeah, they're from Wicklow. My favorite thing was, and I'm blanking on the place, and it was in Wicklow. It was so good. It's called Guinness Pie, and it is, like, just heaven.
Ooh.
It is really the crust that's on the top of it, the meat that's inside, it's the right level of liquid to, you know, potatoes to meat to peas. It's just a magical dish. Yeah, I mean, Guinness pie.
You should travel with Phil Rosenthal, man. I mean,
no, I know. We always actually talk about trying to, like, I gotta meet you somewhere. He's like, let's go. No, that's my dream. They're like, because also you want to go eat with Phil because people really turn it on when you're eating with Phil. It's not because he's like well known. He's also so sweet, and they really bring the noise. He's like the best person to eat with.
I'll bet.
He's the best, and he's also like good conversation. And I always feel like Phil Rosenthal and like Ray Romano. They have such good kids. They're really like the models. I'm like, oh, you can have kids in Los Angeles. Like, right. You can really. These are great. Like, don't listen to the noise about LA, and you don't want to raise your kids in LA. I'm like, no. No, they're like. Those kids are great. Those kids are great.
You can be real people.
Yes, totally.
Hey, BJ, you're one of the most real people that I've ever met. I mean, you're just so...
In your life, Randy. In your life.
In my life. And you were at our daughter's wedding. I mean,
of course. One of the greatest weddings ever. One of the greatest weddings ever.
You look
magical.
Like you were walking into a movie set. I mean, you know, you're just... Can you believe it's been... I think I'm right on this. When you did the show Vinyl, 2016, yeah. Is that true?
I guess that's right. Yeah, because Madison was born in 2013.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that feels right. That's nuts. That was a while ago, man. Holy moly.
What a great show that was. I mean.
No, that's great. That's a bummer. We're still friends with all those guys, too. I feel like that whole crew, that whole cast is so weirdly, even though it was one season, is pretty. I was so close to Jack Quaid and Bobby Cannavale and Ray Romano, and I still talk to Max. It's a cool. That was a great cast, man. That was a really good cast.
Everybody that you work with, do you then just let them live in your house? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, you want to say hi to the Rainmaker? He's downstairs. He's actually making eggs right now. It can go down.
No, Milo Callahan, the guy that
Milo Callahan, yeah, who's a Brit, but who's really Irish actually. He's by his family line. Milo,
he's in your house.
He's in my house right now. This is Randy. You're live,
Randy. Such a pleasure. Nice to meet you. Hey,
Milo, how are you, man? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing so well, dude. What's your morning like? What are you up to?
Well, we were just talking about food and what you had.
Of course, we got some food. Yes, straight to food. That's
and you're making eggs right now.
He's making eggs right now. He's actually the super healthiest guy. Like he'll wake up, he'll rip like 8 eggs, no bread, or we'll go, or we kind of went around obviously to do press and at the hotels he would just order ribeye steaks and just eat steak. His body's in better shape than my ready. Let's just be honest.
Hey, Milo, what kind of guy? I've heard some stories about PJ on set. Is he just like a prankster guy? Is he messing with everybody? What happens?
No, man. I mean, PJ is one of the most focused on it guys I've ever had the privilege to work with. I think maybe the misconception is that he's funny. He's flipping funny. I remember there was one joke he told. I won't tell it because it's very long.
Oh, no.
He went around the whole crew. One by one, he went around the whole crew and he told this joke and people were hitting the floor. This guy can control a room. So maybe that's the misconception. But pranks, I don't think too many pranks you were on it.
No, we're focused. We keep a light room. We keep a light, happy,
yes,
light on your feet room. All of a sudden, when I'm around Milo, I have a British accent. I don't know why.
I was going to say, you don't sound Irish.
No, I don't sound Irish at all. It's crazy. Well, yeah, he's from Liverpool.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nobody's from Liverpool.
Actually, I think it's plus 19.
I beg to differ. Hey, the show is great, by the way. I've been telling PJ.
Oh, Randy, thank you very much. So, have you managed to see?
I've seen the first episode, and all I noticed was PJ was eating in every scene.
Yeah. If that's all you notice,
then. Oh, no, like, no, terrific actor. I let him down.
No, it's a great, hey, man, it's a great show. And I was telling PJ, what a concept. You can see a great new show on for free on TV.
I know. It's huge.
That's incredible.
You don't have to pay a fortune to us.
We're hawking it back.
Listen, you are so lucky to be in the presence of PJ. That the guy is he's a
you're welcome, Milo. You're welcome.
He's welcome
to my presence.
He's a prince of a gentleman. Oh man.
Oh, I appreciate you, Randy.
So I appreciate you.
I love your daughter. I love your son-in-law, and I love the offspring that is coming out of your daughter.
We are just,
that's awesome, dude.
Oh, we're on the way, man. Thank you guys for so much for the great new show, The Rainmaker on USA, and streaming on Peacock. Milo, great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Randy, we love you, buddy. It's a pleasure, man.
Love you guys. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Mustang Mach-E. And I was like, seriously? He's like, yeah. People are excited about the Maverick. Tell us just overall, before we talk about what's new, what Ford has done with that Maverick line so far that's made it so appealing and exciting to our customer base?
You might have heard this before, but we really say the Maverick defied expectations, because for a truck, it's got unmatched combination of affordability, fuel economy, and that built Ford tough capability. There's really nothing else like it.
And one of the things that I think anyone who has looked at buying themselves either a new car or a used car, whether you're going to a dealership or, you know, secondhand, private seller, is there's some sticker shock when it comes to buying vehicles right now in these United States. But there's some sticker shock with the Maverick that I would say goes in the opposite direction. This thing is incredibly affordable, right?
Yeah, well, Nate, if you think that now, I've got even better news for you to share on the 26 model.
Okay.
Affordability is always on the top of our mind. We know that customers are going through a lot right now, and there's a key threshold of about $30,000 that we'd like to make sure that we focus on. And we're going to offer the 26 Maverick starting again at $28,145 MSRP, and that's for the hybrid front-wheel drive. That's carryover pricing from 25 model year. and you still get the great 42 mile per gallon city fuel economy.
So this is the hybrid model we're talking about, right? The hybrid for less than $30,000.
Absolutely.
Wow.
On top of that, I've got two great EcoBoost, the 2-liter EcoBoost stories to share with you.
Sure. Love to hear about that.
So when we launched the 25 Maverick updates, what we said is we listened to customers, and we never stopped listening to customers. And we heard that some people wanted the 2-liter EcoBoost front-wheel drive. It was a configuration that we had dropped. We're going to bring that back for 26 model year, and it's going to be offered at a $1,000 discount to our starting MSRP. So starting at $27,145 MSRP. And even better news, our popular EcoBoost all-wheel drive has seen a price reduction. So when a customer's shopping and they look at that hybrid front-wheel drive price point, you can upgrade to an EcoBoost all-wheel drive for that added traction at no cost.
That's pretty impressive. The color schemes that are coming out here with the brand new ones. First off, what is new with the 26 package?
So we've got an awesome new color. It's called Orange Fury Metallic. It's a tri-coat. I don't know if you've seen some of the spy shots.
I have.
Not a tremor.
They look fantastic. The orange color is the one I've seen. I still haven't seen the announced paint color of Marsh Gray. Do you have a favorite between the two?
Marsh Gray is an interesting color. Some people would call it sophisticated. I would guess that there's going to be a lot of customers interested in that Orange Fury Metallic. It's just such a vibrant color, and it adds a lot of personality.
Well, and of course, it's Build Ford Tough, and it comes with that Ford connectivity package that people can get. When should we expect to start seeing these rolling around on the streets near us?
Well, order bank opens today, August 25th, so you can place your order. Obviously, the production doesn't start till later this fall, and we would look to get those dealerships, you know, prior to the year end.
Are we thinking a repeat of like 2021 where it's just like, oh my gosh, we have so many of these pre-orders for the Maverick. What are we going to do?
You know, that's a great question. Thanks for asking that. One of the things that we've seen is there's been just incredible demand on the XL trim. And since we've launched hybrid all-wheel drive, we've seen incredible demand on the Lariat trim. And for 26 model year, we've been able to add more availability on both of those. So go ahead and place your order. We're not expecting those long wait times.
Gotcha.
We've got more units ready for you.
Gotcha. And, you know, for those of you that, you know, heck, my family's in that situation. We've got two vehicles. One's a Ford. One's unfortunately not. I drive the Ford. My wife's just wrong. But we're looking for a new car for her, and she's talking about EVs, and then we're still looking at hybrids because, you know, there's a lot of things going on here. I got to say, this less than $29,000 MSRP for a hybrid 2.0 liter engine, that's really impressive. And I think we're going to have a very excited fan base and see a lot of these Mavericks rolling around. So any last thoughts for us?
Yeah, I mean, I would just champion a couple of things. You know, we're still America's best-selling hybrid pickup. It's something we're incredibly proud of. And we know that customers love that and solution. You know, they're adding the 4K towing. We're seeing half of the customers towing with these trucks. So they're extremely functional, they're very useful, and they're very affordable.
Well, we're excited to see them out rolling around in 2026, the Built Ford Tough Ford Hybrid Maverick on the streets near you soon. James, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll be right back on the National Defense.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.